Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, Juju Gotti, Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Chasen Cash. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about a lot of hoops today. I'm going to tell you, it's the playoffs are on, so we are in full throttle. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you are getting all the extra content, the Cinephobe special editions, the watch-alongs, the Discord, the OG podcast, so much more. Cinephobe, I already said Cinephobe watch-alongs. You got it. Count the Dings. Patreon.com/countthedings. Stay locked in. Make sure you are a part of that. All right, let's get started.
So the Lakers was able to still a game last night. Do you feel that the Lakers are going to be able to win another game in this series, or the shit's over?
I think they could win one because something about LeBron James, he wants the most dramatic situation possible. I don't know why. I just feel like if LeBron could go down three games, he like, fuck it, let me go down three games and try to make this as difficult as possible. I think they could win another game,
though. Yeah. I don't know that shit went for last year. That shit went from last year. Let's go down three games and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. As a resident Lakers fan, like, I know that we love the drama, and that's the whole Showtime, everything. Like, that's always been, like, let's get to the last minute of the game. Kobe hit the shot. Like, that shit is weak for real. Niggas that had 10 heart attacks.
What was that?
But I'm just saying, as a fan, like, that shit, just the anxiety that you get, like, watching the Lakers go up 18 every game for like 20 years and always come down to the last shot. It's the worst shit, bro. But I seen a stat on the ESPN last night that said out of all the teams who went down 3-0 and won game four, it's like six other teams, they've all lost game five. And so I feel like the energy, that gets, you know what I'm saying? And the niggas is like, oh, we back in our home spot, Denver, right? They like, man, let's just kill these niggas now. Like, they haven't even had a good shot-making game where they hitting everything. And God forbid, you know what I'm saying, they have that. Like, a lot of those teams just end up rolling over. I hope we don't roll over. Niggas ain't rolled over yet. But
nah, niggas ain't going to roll over at all. That's what I see by
LeBron. What was the irony of the nigga carrying the shoes to miss shoot around yesterday?
Yeah, what was up with that? And niggas tried to, and Mike Malone tried to say, like, it was the Lakers' fault or some shit. Like, did y'all see that in the press conference?
Yeah, they were warming up in the flip-flops.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, why you bringing that shit up? That's on y'all, nigga. We don't have y'all shoes. What the fuck you talking about? Y'all was already here for game three. Like, why did he even bring that up?
Bro, somebody stole them folks' shoes, bro. That's what he tried to say. He like, bro, I don't know who the hell y'all let in the locker room, man. Who sold Deion stuff out of his locker room when he came? But they on the loose, man.
That's just weird as hell. Go ahead, Amin.
History of the NBA, teams down 3-0 to force a game seven, there have been four, right? Like the Celtics last year, the Mavericks in 2003, the Nuggets in 1994, and then one in 1951 that nobody gives a fuck about. Teams to force game six, there have been 12 times in the history of the game. Going down 3-0 to force game six, 12 times it's happened. Right. So, and then you say all that stuff. You're like, wow, okay. Then you say, well, how have the Lakers done against the Nuggets? Well, up until this one, they lost 12 straight.
Right.
Nigga, like, I don't know how many other ways to tell you that, like, you just won a free trip to Denver and that's about it.
Anthony Davis had a 2020 game. Like, asking that nigga to do that again.
He has been hooping.
But I'm just saying, them niggas have to have a perfect game. Like, D'Angelo Russell can't miss shots. Austin Reeves.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's so much that you need for them niggas to win. Like niggas, they gotta play
good,
bro. That's the problem. It gotta be the bench, bro. It gotta be Rui Hachimura. Where the hell is you been, bro? Like,
where's that nigga at?
I told that nigga not to go. Told that nigga not to go there.
Hey, we got the receipts.
We got the
text conversation from the nigga Trey. We got the picture of Trey. We literally have a picture of Trey telling this nigga not to go.
We got tomorrow.
It'd be funny if Trey was talking to Rui Hachimura to him. Hey, don't go.
Right. Don't go to the Lakers.
Hey, bro. It's not a good spot for you, bro. Nah, I told this nigga, bro. I told him, bro. He like, nah, man, it's going to be different.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Nigga, Bron probably not even looking that nigga way, bro. He probably, nigga, Bron probably do this nigga on the huddle on the 1-2-3. He don't even want to be next to that nigga. Bro, I bet. Like, nigga, when I seen the gambling, when I seen the betting odds, Jason, that said an over and under for 2 points. And my nigga couldn't get that. I said, oh.
He didn't get the deuce?
No, he ain't get the deuce, bro.
I bet that nigga the other night 4.5 points. I was like, oh, that's easy. That's easy one, especially then we're gonna hit a.
Did he have the opportunity to go back to Dallas?
Yes, nigga.
Yeah, he did. He did. My nigga Mark Cuban. That was the whole conversation.
That was a picture.
Yeah,
that was a picture. It's Mark Cuban, Trey, and Spencer.
Bro, I was trying to get him 30.
Bro, post that shit later on, bro.
Yeah.
That shit for so the audience can see that shit, bro.
He could be going to the second round with his feet kicked up.
That's crazy.
You feel me? With a chance to go to the conference finals.
You might as well just put that joint in the chat, brother, because this is clearly the clip.
Yeah.
Don't clip this one.
He's got to listen to that one, bro. But that shit's crazy.
29 points in the second quarter.
Hey, Chase, we end up doing the deal on the Knicks floor, bro. The nigga just shook the nigga hand and lied to that man's face like, yeah, I'm going to come. That nigga went to the Lakers shit, and I was like, yo, he definitely lied to me because I was like, yeah, that nigga going to the Mavs. Yeah, nigga. I told Mark Cuban I'm going to come to the game, everything. I'm going to fuck with him. Got his number. I'm like, yeah, the deal is done. Don't even worry about it. This nigga said, Jason, the first nigga to be petty. I thought your boy was going to the Mavs.
Nigga did say that shit.
Hey, because Trey said it with the confidence, like he was the broker, he was the agent, and he was Bill Duffy in the room, like making it happen. I'm like, all right, bro, you got it. You feel me? And then when it switched
No wonder when you put that shit in the chat yesterday, nigga was laughing. I was like, why the hell is that so funny? Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It was a callback.
That shit makes sense now.
Yeah. Hey, but I know y'all seen Bron wigging out on the challenge.
Yeah.
In the game.
Right.
Look, I feel like it's funny because I was feeling like after game three, I'm like, man, this nigga Bron might retire. Like, game four might be this nigga last game. Now I feel like this nigga's gonna come back next year just so he could fire Darvin Ham. Like,
it's like, just vibes now, bro. Like, I'm looking at the scenario, right? And I was trying to think about all the shit that's going on, right? So the nigga about to be 40 in like 7 months or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's up. What he's looking for right now is 60 a year. Hear me out. 60 a year. I remember when Kobe wanted 30 a year and niggas was throwing a fit. Like,
yeah, because that nigga had one Achilles. That's why niggas was throwing a fit.
But here's the thing. We got a nigga that's about to, like, when he come off this shit, he going to be 43. So it don't look like them niggas going to win nothing. But I feel like the Lakers organization, be basically driving these niggas, these stars down to the fucking tires is bald. Like, a nigga be loyal, sign a nigga. They gonna sign this nigga's son. They gonna do everything else. And Laker fans gonna be just bad as a motherfucker. And it's gonna be like, at what cost? Because remember that one time when, after Kobe retired or whatever, the Lakers was weak for a little bit before they got Bron, right? And it be always because they crash out for the star. They crash out for the star for the tickets. Because you know you're gonna guarantee to fill them seats if you got somebody that,
but,
that is somebody.
But long term, Trey, I don't think it's that bad of a thesis to go on, because that's how you get somebody like LeBron. You feel me? Is that we take care of our stars, even our agent stars. We're gonna take care of you, because also
niggas still want to go there
because we know we're gonna sell.
You say you think niggas still don't want to go there?
Nah, because it's a pressure, bro. You gotta be a special nigga.
Don't ever do that. We are old enough to know what LA is truly like. Young niggas want to hoop in LA, bro. Period. Right. I'm around the young niggas.
Right. You look in the crowd, you see this.
Hey,
yeah,
young niggas want to be a Laker, bro.
That shit don't turn over right, bro. It's a special cloth. Bron special cloth. Kobe special cloth. Shaq special cloth. I've seen niggas like Ramon Sessions. I've seen niggas like.
Why would you even mention him in the same?
That's not
rest?
The same nigga, right. Bro.
You got niggas like Smush Parker.
You gotta take a few breaths before you
yeah,
even.
That leap was crazy, bro.
You ain't even hit Ariza.
I'm saying I've seen niggas get traded. Because he was the first player publicly to admit that that shit was just a tough place to play. You get what I'm
also,
saying?
Also, side note, congratulations to Ramon Sessions and him and Tina Pinatero just started the first man and woman sports agency right now. So, brother in the news right now. So, salute, yes.
Shouts to him. Nah, he definitely be getting, you know, he locking shit in on the agent side. But, like, bro, it's right now, the rumor, Trae Young, right? Cool. You trade whoever you're going to trade to get this nigga over here. That nigga don't be making them shots.
You're gonna hate that nigga immediately.
Because when we watch Russ, niggas had Photoshop Russ so much into a Laker jersey till that shit became a reality.
Right.
Niggas was trying to run that nigga. Kids couldn't even go to school, bro.
Trae Young go to the Lakers though, that boy hair gonna be back in no time. I promise to God. That shit gonna he gonna make a comeback. Watch. You feel me? I bet on that.
I agree. But we need somebody more like, I feel like a Ja will actually fit in with the Laker, you know what I'm saying, ethos. He got that.
Be in trouble, bro.
That's wishful thinking. That nigga gonna be banging all across the goddamn town, man.
400 million to stay in Memphis.
All right, let's call that a day, shall we? Thank you, Chase, thanks Jerv, Jason Madison, Juju, Trey, for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you locked in. We are trying to figure out the dates for the next exclusive show. So if you're a Patreon, you want to be able to attend live in person. Probably going to be New York City. Might be LA. We're figuring out all those details now, but definitely make sure you're locked in. You got all that going. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers. And this nigga Jerv is so stressed over the Sixers.